back to the Jack and Tom Show on 1320 WILA.
Welcome back. Jack Ebling, Tom Crawford, the Jack and Tom Show, 1320 WILS. Keep hearing these Big Ten fight songs Scott's playing, and reminds me the Big Ten Network has their caravan. And
yeah, they were in Ann Arbor yesterday.
They're in East Lansing today, the Big Ten Network guys.
Boy,
are here.
I'll be Dave riveted Ruffson. To that.
Well, you'll see those shows next week. Well, you'll only see one of them.
Will
you watch Michigan State?
Hell yeah.
Will you really?
Yeah, I'll listen to Tread talk.
Keep your friends
put
close.
Tread on there, yeah.
Yeah.
Narduzzi, D'Antonio, take it all in.
Let's go out to our phones, and you also want to find out how East Lansing's first opponent is going to be doing, and that's the Haslett Vikings. Very happy to welcome in guy who has done an incredible job.
How many years?
Coach and athletic director. I think 21 as AD, and I think he was a coach for 19. I'm hoping I have those numbers right. Our guest, Jamie Gent. Hello, Jamie. How are you?
Hello, Jack. How you doing?
Is that right? Is it 21 as AD?
I coached for 23, and I was athletic director for 20.
Wow.
That's a lot of commitment.
43 years.
Well, you go, you get stuck and you stay, It's a great place to stay. Beats working for a living, I'll tell you.
Looking back, what was the most enjoyable part of it when you think, I could have done a lot of other things, but I got a memory here I'm never going to forget?
Well, Jack, the opportunity to coach your own kids.
Yeah.
And watch your kids' friends grow up. Right now on our staff, there's a lot of kids that grew up with my kids, and I watched them as young kids playing ball, and I watched them become young coaches and coaches. One of them are the guy that took my place, Darren Ferguson.
Yeah.
Played wide receiver for me.
How about that?
But Jamie, that Haslett program, when being a Lansing kid brought up, that's changed a lot from the 70s. That was a small high school.
Yeah, we were growing some. But yeah, we were a small school. And Haslett had a little identity problem in a way because they weren't quite sure what we were.
Right, right.
But we were changing from a rural community into basically a suburban community.
Exactly.
Denny Stoltz.
Denny Stoltz got back in there. We brought those guys back last fall. They came back. One of Denny Stoltz's teams went undefeated. And then those guys in the track team, we honored them. It was great to see all those
guys. Were you still running a full house backfield like Charlie Alewski does?
No, we were here, Tom Motherwell, I coached with Tom for 11 years. We ran the eye in Michigan's angle on defense. It was different. They didn't throw the ball so damn much. You could all line up and everybody knew where everybody was. Now, my God, they're all over the field like mice.
Yeah, now you're watching DeWitt play.
Oh, my God.
Of course, it has a DeWitt rivalry.
Basketball
and grass.
In
the area.
Yeah,
but, they're all over the place. They got 14 guys running around.
The stadium, they're all quick.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, it's fun. It's fun. It's high school football. It's a lot of fun. It's such a great evening and that type of stuff. It's just so much. It's been great.
Hey, Jamie, East Lansing now is went with the Trey Rogers, the solution to remedy their field. Obviously, you've done that for a number of years. That certainly has worked out because your plot of land's kind of on a wetlands.
We are exactly 3 feet above the water table.
Wow.
And Trey Rogers was a godsend to us. He came in 4 years ago. We lost our surface. It literally looked like a volcano, where the water rains, it settles in the center.
Right.
And Trey came in with this idea, and it was just marvelous. It saved our surface. Our coaches have had to give up some stuff. Our youth programs had to give up some stuff to save it. Because that year we played 53 games on that surface. We just lost.
Wow. So it's like miles on a car.
Yeah, it is. And then if you play in the rain, you're going to cause damage because you lose your root base, and that's the whole thing. And then Trey came in and explained this to us. Did a great job on it, and we stayed with it. And our JV and freshman teams don't do pregame on it, and the varsity does pregame early in the year, and then they quit once the season gets started. And we stay off the surface as much as we can. We do play lacrosse on it in the spring, but we got to take care of it. The big part we're missing in ours that Okemos has in theirs is we can't get a drainage in there. We can't run drainage below
ours. Oh, yeah.
Because you're running the water back in.
Yeah, it's a cycle. It's a loop system you got going on there.
Yeah, so and that's the big thing. The big thing is the whole idea is get the water away from the roots so you don't lose your base. And we did the same thing with our practice field, and it's been marvelous.
Jamie, you're the guy who brought Charlie Otlewski to town and responsible for a lot of the changes in Haslett football. Been incredibly successful. Can you tell us what you saw in an interview or something that made you think this is the guy I want to lead this program?
Oh, well, yeah, it wasn't hard. I mean, it really wasn't. Having been a head coach, being an assistant coach, it knows what it takes. It takes a guy that knows it's a full-time job.
Mm-hmm.
It's, I mean, coaching, when I got into coaching years ago, I mean, it was, you know, you coached and you did a little weightlifting in the off season, but you did have time off. These guys are at it all the time. I mean, they're talking to kids to keep the kids in shape in the off season. They're working with their coaching staffs, and Charlie had all that. He really wanted to make things better for the kids. He wanted to make it as good as he can and work with his staff. Works well with his staff, trains his staff, spends some time with him. So yeah, he wasn't too complicated.
Well, we want to congratulate you on a tremendous career, and now stepping down, still doing some scheduling, but Darren Ferguson can take over. And congratulations on all the work you have done in the Haslett community, Jamie. Tremendous job.
Okay, thank you very much. Nice to talk to you today. Take care.
Right. Bye-bye. We'll be back, and in hour two, we're going to be talking with Amp Campbell, coming up next from Western Michigan University, former Spartan on the Jack and Tom Show.